The Yuma County Republican says the logistical problems in rolling out vaccinations have been blamed on the state appointment portal and the county's telephone backup for vaccination appointments. But the real problem is the lack of vaccination doses for the county.
The shortage of vaccine is what's creating the backlog. The systems are getting overwhelmed and just not having appointments available. So it's frustrating for folks. So we've been working on this, trying to get, you know, get that more allocation to Arizona. So we had, you know, some more communication last week through the county about when they're going to actually upload new vaccines on the webpage. So it's on Mondays. So that way people aren't working, you know, around the clock trying to figure out when they can get appointments. So we're trying to get more transparency and communication so folks know when they can go try to get the vaccines and appointments.
I'm wondering, is there anything really that can be done to get more dosage sent here to Yuma County, whether it's, like you mentioned, by local officials, people at DHS, or through legislators like yourself?
Yeah, we've been working together collectively with all the elected officials. The CDC sent someone down here after our request from 2 weeks ago. They're basically putting all the nationwide, all the vaccines out by the census. And our population numbers don't reflect that. When we have the winter visitor population and we have the seasonal workers that are here, so our census is not correct. And so we had the CDC came down here all week looking around, evaluating things. And I met with her and Diana Gomez on Friday. They're sending that information back. We've had phone calls with Senator Mark Kelly's and Senator Sinema's office, and there's also in concert with HHS to try to reallocate additional vaccines because we're not getting enough based on our census.
It's a very good point. I'm sure people in Washington and maybe even in Phoenix don't realize how different things are here than in most places during the winter season with agriculture and with the winter visitors. But might things change any with the Biden administration's plan to inoculate 100 million people in their first 100 days in office? So have you seen or heard anything on how the Biden administration's plan might affect the supply of vaccinations to Arizona and then from there to Yuma County?
We know that the vaccines are short supply, and we're not sure why that is. We like his plan. He's going to roll that out. Yeah, I know he's trying to roll more vaccines out, and what we're just trying to focus with our U.S. senators and the Arizona Department of Health Services to get more vaccines to Arizona. Like I've been telling folks, when you are battling a forest fire, you don't send the firefighters throughout the forest. You send the firefighters to where the hot spots are. And Yuma County is a hot spot, and we need them to change their just roll out and give additional vaccines to the border communities because these winter visitors are going to start going back home. And they're going to be taking the COVID-19 with them.
Right. There have been reports now in the last few days about from the Phoenix media about people from Yuma County getting vaccinations at that mass inoculation site at the parking lot of the stadium where the Arizona Cardinals play. Do you recommend, in the current situation, Yuma County residents trying to do the same thing?
I know that folks were doing that. Those appointments through the middle of February were on January 19th. They did a call out, and they filled those through the middle of February. So some folks, they're just wanting to get a vaccine, so they were going online and doing what they had to do to get a vaccine. Those vaccines there are Maricopa County's population. That's their percentage that went there. They weren't additional allocation that was from the state. Those were Maricopa's portion. I don't blame people for that, but I mean, as far as I know, the portal's full for both locations through the middle of February.
Dunn urges county residents to be patient and to watch for future announcements of vaccine arrivals on Mondays. He says the hospital is setting up a phone bank for appointments, and local officials will continue to push for more vaccine. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.